As I'm sure you're all aware, painfully aware by the fact of bang on about it, vegan, fairly new vegan, at the moment going through the trying lots of different things stage, because I like sparkly new things. This has meant that I've bought quite a few cookbooks, both from secondhand shops and brand new. Recently I joined the library because I realised quite often I will buy a cookery book, make one or two recipes from it, and then it kind of goes on the shelf and I go back to the Sarah Kramer Chronicles, I like to call them, because they're so brilliant and love them. Anyway, recently went to my library and got them to special order in from the Bucks Reserve stock, because oddly enough, the library I go to in rural Buckinghamshire is not a haven for vegans. I'm really surprised. Anyway, it's called The Tofu Gourmet, and it's by L. Barber and J. Lampert. It was originally published in 1984. Now, this should have been a tip-off to me that it was going to be a little bit different. The foods were not going to be contemporary-styled. And it's the most bizarre cookbook I've ever picked up. You'd think tofu, it's going to be majoritively vegan slash vegetarian. I would say at least half, if not three quarters of the recipes contain meat of some nature. If you can hear that noise in the background, that's my cat meowing because she's annoyed because she's been locked out of the recording studio slash bedroom. Anyway, it's just really bizarre. There was a recipe for tofu and marrow dumplings, and me being an old-fashioned person, I'm thinking, oh, marrow, such as a large courgette slash zucchini. No, marrow, as in the sort of stuff that's in the bones of animals. Bone juice. Yeah. That'll be nice in my soup. Which I guess, I know Omnis do put marrow in stuff, but it just seems very strange. And it's the whole way through. So you'll have tofu burgers, which have mysteriously got chopped bacon in them. It's the weirdest book. If you can pick it up just to see it in your local library, go for it, but don't special order it in that costs you a whole English pound like I did. Do you want the ISBN? I'm sure you, I don't know why I'm asking you, like you're going to reply to me through the iPod in the mists of time, but it's 407-97-51-095. It is a weird book. You can actually veganise it, and there's a lot of recipes using Opakara, which is kind of cool because I've got Okara since I acquired a soy milk maker off a person on the vegan forum. And I hate throwing anything away, so I'm going through those. But apart from that, it's really just weird. Anyway, thanks for listening to me rambling on as usual. So, have a good day. Bye!